This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. In the UK, the health minister says the coronavirus is rising in all age groups and rising exponentially in London. At a news conference today, he also said they've identified over 1,000 cases of a new variant of the coronavirus and that it's growing faster than the existing variant. He added London will be placed into the toughest tier of COVID-19 restrictions, effective immediately. Earlier this month, the government implemented a tiered system of restrictions to try to keep a second wave of the virus under control following a month-long lockdown. A nurse in New York became the first person in the United States to receive the coronavirus vaccine Monday. The woman, a critical care nurse at a Long Island hospital, received the Pfizer-BioNTech shot live on television shortly before 9:30 a.m. local time. U.S. President Donald Trump tweeted, quote, "First vaccine administered. Congratulations, USA. Congratulations, world," end quote. President Trump says he's reversing a plan to have senior U.S. officials get early vaccine shots while public distribution is limited. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The Trump administration said yesterday top officials would be offered the vaccine as soon as this week under federal continuity of government plans, including some White House aides working in close proximity to the president. The news was criticized on social media, and hours later, the president said he's reversing the directive, tweeting people in the White House should get the vaccine later unless specifically necessary. It's unclear just what effect his statement will have on efforts to protect the government's top leadership. Sagar Magani, Washington.
COVID-19 has ravaged the United States. More than 299,000 Americans have been killed by the virus. This is VOA News. Israel